Drakaris, bitches. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. Times are strange. Looks like I'm going to be doing my podcast with my fiance, Bo Clark.
Sorry if you guys hate me.
For a while.
For a month.
We just got notified
that we have to stay in our houses in California until April 19th.
So, yeah, just read that just now. Does that mean that we can't go to a friend's house who's other also being, like, say, Katie and Tom?
It's prohibited that more than 10 people.
Yeah.
Prohibited.
Well, that's the same thing
and
that...
And you have to do the 6 feet distance away from each other. That's what I read in the news.
Okay. All right. So here we are. Feels like the apocalypse. I've already watched Outbreak, Contagion. I mean, I love a good theme, so rolling with it. I also then went into natural disaster movies, you know, The Day After Tomorrow, 2012, you know.
I wish John Cusack could cure COVID-19. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, totally. 100%. I wish John Cusack could, that's what my dreams are made of as well, that he could cure COVID-19.
Yeah, so we have to do that. We have to, like, you know, do this stay at home thing. But I'm like, did we get enough? I mean, it starts tonight. So I'm like, should I go back to the grocery store? Do I need to order more Yummy? Do we get deliveries?
I don't know. I don't have any answer. I really don't know. I want to preface this podcast episode by saying, like, this, I am so sorry if you're somebody who's been directly affected by this or knows somebody who is. And, like, we're all in this together. But, you know, thank God for things like podcasts and TV shows and movies and entertainment, because we all need a little bit of distraction.
Yep.
You know?
At least my family's still in Italy. They've, you know, I guess they're 3 weeks behind us. So they've been, like,
they're,
you know,
still
having
there.
The mandatory evacuation.
They're still doing
evacuate,
it.
Mandatory. I don't even know the proper word. Stay at home.
Well, quarantine.
Lockdown. Quarantine.
Quarantine.
You know, they've been doing that for 2.5 weeks now.
Yeah. So I remember what's so crazy is that, Bo, it was literally only a week and a half ago that we woke up on tour. So I was expecting to be on tour right now. It's just so crazy how everything started happening. Like, we planned for a 3-month tour, pretty much.
Yeah.
And got into the groove of everything. Did what, 6 shows? And I remember into, like, the 3rd show, you know, you and the rest of the crew were coming to me being like, maybe you shouldn't do meet and greets, or maybe you shouldn't shake hands or hug people or get close to them. And I'm like, but that's the whole point of the meet and greet, is to meet my fans and listeners,
yeah,
and, like, give everyone that moment and, like, bond a little bit. And so it's just, and then to all of a sudden,
I started noticing, like, on the Wendy show, when we just randomly were watching that, where she went up to meet and greet the audience and she was just elbow bumping them all.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, hey, wait a second. If she's doing that, Stassi needs to, like, change the game with this whole, like, shaking hands and, like, hugging everybody.
I never got to that point because it just so quickly happened. I mean, we woke up, I don't even remember what city we were in.
We were in
Pennsylvania.
We were in Philly. Yeah.
Yeah. Ben Salem. And I started putting the glitter, like, literally, I was getting tweets from people being like, is your show still on? And I'm like, fuck yeah, it's still on. Like, yeah, bitch, I'm coming tonight.
Drakaris,
bitches. I'm like, I'm putting on my sparkly eyeshadow right now. Like, I'm starting the whole glam process. I'm doing it. And then to get a call.
2 hours before the show, before the meet and greet.
Before the meet and greet. Yeah, 2 hours before the meet and greet. As I'm doing my makeup for it, from my tour manager, shout out to Gary, for Gary, be like, so we're sending you home. It's canceled. Everything else is most likely going to be canceled. And it was.
And we got you a plane ticket to go home.
You're going home. You're literally going home in a few hours.
What?
It's like, we've just been used to bus life. Like, we've been traveling on a bus. I just made that bus my home. You're telling me that you're putting me on a plane to go back to LA in a few hours. Like, I was.
It was sobering. It was just very. It was like.
It was emotional.
Yeah,
and but I felt selfish for feeling emotional, because I'm like, there are people that are passing away from this. And I'm like, and I'm getting emotional because I can't. do my podcast tour. And like that, it was such a weird, like I didn't know what to feel. And I wanted to let everyone, because if you're listening to this, chances are you might be someone who bought tickets to one of the shows. Like, thank you so much for buying those tickets. But I, like, all I could think about was like, how do I get that information out to everyone now? Like, there are people on in the car on their way to the meet and greet right now. Like, and they don't know that I'm going to be going home. Like, I felt horrible. I mean, it was out of our control, but yeah, it felt horrible. And then to be like, also, where do we go and live? Like, our house
is still under construction.
It's still under construction.
There was like five painters here, and then there was railing guys, and then other people, and then your stepdad helping out with all the construction.
Yeah, so I'm like, we don't have any place to go. And Bo's like, all right, I guess we're just going to have to check into a hotel in LA. And I'm like, fuck that. I cannot do this. I can't go back to a hotel. Texting Katie, Tom, I have a favor. I'm not going to be on tour for 3 months. I'm in fact coming home in a few hours. Can we come live with you for a little bit?
5 days. I mean, we got in Thursday night. So yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Thank God for them.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them for saving our asses.
We played lots of Jackbox TV.
Lots of Jackbox, lots of Real Housewives of New York City, lots of Celine Dion songs, yeah, Greatest
you
Showman.
Rewatched Housewives, like,
I will say this.
3 seasons.
And you know, like later on in the episode, in this podcast episode, I'm going to go over a list of it's tips to have your most basic quarantine experience.
Oh, that's totally you.
So I made a list for everyone, and Roni is in there. But yeah, I'll get to that. So Bo and I had to stay. Well, I feel bad even saying it was fun. You know what I mean? It feels weird. I think people don't know how to feel right now. I'm like, it was fun to be forced to like
not think about
work, not think about anything. Know that you, like, I'm there at my best friend's house. I'm there with you. My mom dropped the dogs off. We're fine. We're forced to like take a breather. And it was like, it's weird to say that like I enjoyed myself when it's something that's so horrific that's going on. But
what are we supposed to do? What is everyone supposed to do? Everyone's supposed to sit in their homes once they're locked down, quarantined, and just be miserable? I mean, you have to do something to keep your mood up. I mean, yes, things are awful, but you can't just sit here and be sad. You have to do something.
We still have to like
keep your mind going.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like there's no right way to handle coronavirus, just like there's no right way to handle like death. You know what I mean?
Yep.
When someone passes away, it's like you can't judge how someone reacts to that. I feel like you really can't like judge how someone is feeling in regards to what's going on right now, unless they're just being like a full-blown dick.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I see the coronavirus memes, you know, and they're, you know, some of them are really like poor taste.
Well,
some of them are very, you know, very funny in the sense of like people, like what they're doing at home.
Yeah.
And the toilet paper thing. I don't get the
what
toilet
is the
paper.
Toilet paper
thing? I understand the toilet paper thing. Well, now, I don't understand the water thing. Have tap water. You have a Brita filter. The toilet paper thing, I understand because, look, we're in lockdown. So imagine that
shower your bum once you
You got to poo, you got to take a shower. That's literally what's going to happen if you run out of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Or you go out to your front lawn with the hose and
hose your butt off.
Yeah.
Do you want me to wax your butt for you so that you don't have any hair in there?
Oh my God, that's awful. No. Okay. That's awful. That's gross.
It'll just be easier to clean your butt.
Good Lord.
Yeah. The whole toilet paper thing though, watching people like videos of people fighting over toilet paper. I mean, when we got on the flight to come back to LA to go to Katie's, I was texting Lo and I was just like, my assistant, I talk about her a lot. She's been on my podcast and I'm like, oh my God, I honestly don't even know what to do. Like, is this a quarantine situation? Like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, order tuna fish. Can you please go get me tuna fish? That's the first thing that came to my mind. Not water, not toilet paper. I was like, what can I live off of? I was like, mayonnaise, relish, and tuna fish cans.
Yeah, I got a little toasty and went on an Amazon spree of, you know, buying like a bunch of rice, you know, rice,
soup. I
know, soup.
You bought so, no, this
and
is
then,
what, this is
and
what.
Then, and
you
then
bought,
Power Bar, like
that's
protein
gross.
Bars.
I don't even eat protein bars.
I know, but then my mind just went, I started going from like a coronavirus preparation to like zombie apocalypse preparation where I bought like a survival kit and two axes and like all these things that were like two small camping axes. And then I was like, oh my gosh. I need to like it all of a sudden it just like the things that I started getting, I was like, oh man, I took like a right turn. This is not, this yeah. is like zombie apocalypse preparation. Like,
yeah. I mean, but
yeah,
do
but
we
I
really
did
have two axes in
we
the
have
house
two axes
right now?
And then we have two axes. And then also we have like 15 boxes of 20 power bars.
Cause I accidentally
hit the, you know, when you do the quantity on Amazon.
Yeah.
I accidentally did that.
Okay.
Which is why
I'm never going to eat those.
Well, you know what? If the markets are done and no one can get food anymore.
I mean, listen, best wedding diet ever. We might not even have a wedding. I don't even know. I don't know. That's the thing. That is what's so crazy is that
no one knows anything.
It's like, there's just this like palpable frustration that everyone has where it's like, we just don't have answers. It's like, it's, but... I mean, there hasn't been anything like this before.
Well, it was the Spanish flu back in...
But I mean, with like modern times where we have phones and right. and internet and ways of communicating that are so immediate. Like, yes, there have been outbreaks of diseases, but not in a way where you can so readily and easily turn on your... Get a notification that says, okay, you have to be quarantined now.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? They used to, I don't know, like send ravens with scrolls. I don't know.
Or drive around with like a loudspeaker. I mean, like, you cannot come
out.
Or
like on a horse.
Oh, that.
Before they even had cars. I'm like thinking, I'm going way back.
Like Black Plague.
Yeah. Or the bubonic plague. Is that the same one?
I think so.
I mean, it's all just, it's what, I mean, at least like.
Well, I was talking to you, at least that we're together in this house, because I was just thinking,
yeah,
like,
so
originally
we
I was
are,
like,
we're update, we're in our new house
we're
in, now.
We're in the new, pl-
yeah,
the new
we
place.
Yeah, we were able to get enough done so that we could, it's livable.
We have a couch and we have a bed.
Couch, we have a coffee table.
And we have a coffee table.
And we have our chandeliers.
Yeah, that's
that it. Was literally also what I texted Lo. I was like, listen, I'm getting on the flight on the way home. I'm not doing Straight Up with Stassi Live anymore. I need you to order... Again, tuna, mayo, relish, and get the chandeliers installed.
And of course, sweet relish came, which is disgusting. And not
like sweet relish. I like both.
Yeah, but it was a box of 20. Because that's the only thing that Lo could get on Amazon was a bulk.
Well.
So you make fun of my
your power bars,
protein bars.
I have so much relish.
You have 20 things of sweet relish.
I would rather have spoonfuls of relish than eat a power bar. There's just something about a power bar that like really just.
I'm sorry, peanut butter, chocolate.
I don't like it.
Coffee, caramel.
Not my fave.
Tastes like ice cream and it gives you muscles.
But I interrupted you and I'm sorry. So yes, so you were saying earlier.
Oh, I was just saying that. Yeah. Thank God that we're here together, because I would have hated life being on your little scooter. Going back and forth to our apartments, even if that was allowed.
I know. Like, what if we were still in our old apartments and they're like, well, you can't leave them. Well, then you just have to stay at mine. I mean, we would be in that small little, and most people, Bo, we're very privileged right now. Most people are stuck in apartments right now. Okay. So I feel like a fucking brat.
They're like an animal and they're not just alone.
I know. Go adopt an animal while you can.
I don't think you can.
Because I'm sure.
They're closed. In LA they are, at least.
Really? Well, if you're living in a state or a place where you can go adopt a pet, because animal shelters are going to be closing down and.
Get yourself a dog. Get yourself a cat. I'm like, even with Stassi here, I'm so thankful that we have our pups. So thankful. It literally. But if I was alone, it's like I could, you know, PlayStation will only last. So long, and then I'm just like, I just want somebody to love me.
We're all talking about ways to pass the time right now. We're at home, we're on our phones, we're watching TV. Well, I have the app for you. It's a dating app, but listen, if you're in a relationship, this is still an app you can use. I'm talking about the dating app Ship. S-H-I-P. I've talked about this before because it's actually really fun. Like, think about it. Even if you're in a relationship, when you have single friends, I always want to go on their phone and swipe right or left for them. And then like when they'll like screenshot things and send them to me, be like, how should I respond to this dude or what should I say? It's like honestly like a group activity to date online. But Ship makes it a group activity because you can. So if you go on Ship and you're a single person, you can then invite your friends to join and you don't have to like create a profile. You're just literally a friend of the person who's on it. And you get to have your friends swipe for you. They even have a group chat section in it so you can all chat about the people that you're swiping left or right on. So just like get a group of your friends together and be there for your single friends. So while we're all being safe at home together, you can just be on your phone swiping left or swiping right. So date someone your friends are approving of. Download Ship, the app that lets you swipe with friends. That's Ship, S-H-I-P. Search for Ship Dating in the App Store to start swiping today. Swear to God, it's so much fun. You know what? So what I keep thinking, we're a couple that already spends so much time together. We work together. We now live together. We travel together. We do everything together. Imagine being married to or in a relationship with someone where you work from like 7 a.m. to freaking 9 at night. You come home, you go to sleep, you wake up and like you barely see each other. And now you're forced to hang out 24/7. There's probably going to be so many divorces.
I didn't even think about that.
Like what are they doing? What are they doing?
How to talk to each other?
Like, what about people who are in shitty relationships? Shout out to you. If you are in a shitty relationship listening to this podcast episode right now and you're quarantined with your motherfucking douche ass boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, my hat's off to you. Hat off to you because that must suck. You are a true king or queen to handle that.
I'd rather house than live in that type of house.
I feel like our house is a haunted house.
It's not.
It has haunted house vibes.
Yes, it does. Well, it's old Spanish house that has haunted, that does have haunted house vibes.
But now that we know that, okay, so just literally an hour ago, they're like, okay, so until April something, they're
a month, April 19th.
April 19th, we're practicing the stay at home thing. Shit's gonna get really boring.
Yeah.
Because I think we were also a little excited. We're like, when we moved into the house, we were like, after Katie and Tom's, we were like, okay, well, at least this gives us the opportunity to work on the house, order furniture, decorate. But now people can't come to work on the house or deliver.
I don't know. Well, I just got a chimney estimate and the guy said that what do they call it? When they come over and like check it out, a bid, but they're like send photos of it and we'll come do it, but you just have to stay away while we do it. I was like, that's fine. I don't want to be around it anyways.
Where are we going to go, Bo?
No, like be in the living room. We'll be in the living room. They're redoing the chimney.
Okay.
That, like you have like be more further than 6 feet away. Like don't be around us.
Okay.
So so people are still working. I guess that's unless something's going to change tomorrow where all of a sudden they're like, oh, actually we got an email from the government saying that now we like all construction type things are over.
Oh God.
You know what else I did read? Hardware stores, markets, and like, so
liquor
plumbers,
stores.
Plumbers, electrical people will still be able to work because of what if something happens to your house, you need to be able to have electricity and plumbing.
What about liquor stores?
Well, I'm sure, but we have to be able to get them delivered because we can't go out of our house.
So
that's where I'm thinking now we're not going to be able to get deliveries.
Should we order some like great Postmates? I'm not even hungry right now.
I feel like everyone right now in California is either on Postmates, they're on every freaking delivery app or ordering something.
Should I order Craig's? Should we just
order a really nice steak?
Is this like the Last Supper?
At least I bought like a lot of board games. And also I have like 8 months of mystery thing that we were playing.
Hunt to Killer. Yeah, we got backed up.
We got backed up. So I literally have 8 boxes.
Okay, well, I have a book to write and we have podcast episodes to do.
Oh, yay.
Maybe we can become YouTube stars. Yeah. Maybe we can start a YouTube.
We need to learn how to do the TikTok. I feel like an old person when someone was like, do you know about Instagram? I'm like, I know Facebook, and that's all I need. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I don't get this Instagram. It's like, I think TikTok, if someone says like TikTok is like dub smash where you just like lip sync and do silly things, I totally get that. And I can do that. And I'll probably start having cabin fever in like 2 weeks. And then I'll start just having like a TikTok like videos every 5 minutes.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Also, I'm happy because I'm an only child. So in technically this situation, I will do a lot better than you will.
What do you mean?
Because I'm an only child. I'm alone.
What
a lot.
Is that? What?
My mom was at work all the time, so I was always by myself.
Understand. But Bo, no, you missed a whole, sorry. You totally skated over the fact that I am introverted and you are extroverted and True. You thrive going out and being around people. And I thrive here in this dungeon alone.
Yeah, true.
No,
okay.
Right, only right. child my ass. It makes it no difference. I haven't gotten cabin fever yet. I haven't gotten to the point where I'm like on Instagram and people are like, I'm depressed and alone and like, I'm with my roommate or my boyfriend or whatever, but like, I don't like this. I need to get out. I'm like, I don't feel that way yet. Maybe because I feel like we haven't relaxed or had any time to like.
Well, I don't think things have gotten like serious and for us in LA, like what's about to happen tomorrow. Like okay. things that people like serious in the sense
so
of like.
So when this episode comes out, it might be just totally wrong. New information probably.
New information might come out. But like right now, it's like you don't know what to do. So it's like, yes, we can go out, but we've been self-quarantining. I mean, I know Katie and Tom have been doing it. So we've been doing it. We've been together. Even my birthday, you know, it was just like.
Well, it was only seven people. Katie and Tom were, so it was Beau's 40th birthday yesterday. And at first we were like, we're not even going to be around anyone. We're just going to continue just us two. And we're like, well, we know Katie and Tom have been self-quarantining. We know Jax and Brittany have been self-quarantining. Rob, your best friend was. So if everyone was self-quarantining, then can't we all be together self-quarantining for a few hours and just try and be and wash our hands 24/7 while we're around each other? I mean, I don't even know if that was the right move or not, but that's what we did. I mean, I don't know. It's like what I need to like, I need a strict set of rules. I'm a great rule follower. I am. If you tell
me, we can just go to like
you can't do
news and go rules.
But the rules are messy. They're messy.
Not really. It says don't be around people. If you feel sick, stay home, stay away. I mean, they're pretty.
Any more specific rules than that?
That's
it's like
specific.
Like yourself. Like it should be like quarantine only with people who live in your household. Like I need a very specific rule like that. Like. Am I allowed to drive over to Katie and Tom's house tomorrow or within the next few weeks?
Like, seems like no.
I know that they've been self-quarantined, so.
You can't leave the house. That's the whole point of stay at home. So I don't know what's going to happen if you decide to leave. Like what happened with my sister in Italy, you can't leave the house. Same thing. So if you go to the market and then like a police officer pulls you over, I think you have to like, they give you a ticket that you have to like in a certain amount of time, show the receipt of the market and the groceries to prove that you went to the market.
Whoa.
You can't go. You can go to work, but it has to be places that are like small work companies that have to work, you know, 6 to 10 feet away from each other. So none of my family is working. One of my cousins is outside Milan in like the first patient zero place. So they've been doing this. So it's like, we should just probably call FaceTime my sister and be like, so what have you been doing for the last 2 weeks? Any pointers, any tips?
I think, you know what we should do? We should just reinvent ourselves while we're here. Like we should take this opportunity the next few weeks to just like totally change our interests.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, I'm going to dye my hair brown.
No, that's not what I mean, maybe. I don't know. That's not really what I meant. But like, okay, so instead of constantly like watching the same things that we always watch, maybe let's just do completely different, watch completely. I don't know what I'm actually even trying to say.
I was like, so you're gonna start watching Star Wars?
No, I know. I had a feeling you were gonna go there, so I was just like, I'm gonna stop. But I do have some tips on how to keep yourself feeling a little brighter during these tough times. If you're one of the people out there that's struggling. I mean, there is a very next level basic way to handle this quarantine situation. Do you want to hear my tips, Bo?
I would love to hear your tips, Stassi.
In no particular order. Okay.
How many tips are there?
Right now I have 10.
Oh, that's perfect.
Right. Okay. My first one. Now, again, no particular order. Self-tan your face.
What?
No, just hear me out. It was, Bo, over the last week since we've been home, I've watched my face go from like pleasantly tanned to like translucent White Walker adjacent, weird, like psoriasis out, disgusting, like
powder.
Like none of my foundations match the whiteness of my skin. So I woke up this morning and I'm like, I am gonna make it. Normally it's like I have a packed day where I'm like, okay, I have all these things I need to do. I'm like, the only thing that I want to accomplish today is to shower and spray tan my face and my body so that I feel a little better, because I'm eating a lot more because there's nothing else to do. So I feel like we're sitting around eating, drinking, and I need my body to like look slimmer just for my own peace of mind, and to just spray tan my face. Even if I look like a fucking Oompa Loompa, like it really doesn't matter. It's a mood enhancer, I think. So my number one tip, if you're feeling down, is to tan your face. So I hope you've invested in some good bronzers, some good.
But not the rest of your body, just the face.
The face is really the only one that matters, because to go along with my next tip, I'll never say this ever again. Okay. My next tip is to say screw OOTDs. This is the one time, the one chance we have in our lives to just bask in the sweatpants, hoodie glory of just being in comfy clothes.
Of, like, comfy clothes. Like, this is my comfy clothes of today.
Bo, I like have pizza stains on this. This is not chic.
That's not my fault. I'm not cute. Washer and dryer for once.
I am saying this is the time to just like really be cozy. So like you only have to spray tan your face, because if you're wearing hoodies and sweatpants, like, does it really fucking matter? You know? So it's the time to screw the OOTDs. Really just be comfortable. Stay in your PJs all day. Wear whatever the fuck you want. You don't have to like put on jeans and worry about your back fat like hanging over anything.
So basically just try not to look cute for me. Yes, we're going to have a lot of sex this month, let me tell you.
I mean, come on.
I'm just saying, just think about it. You're telling people, like, just be comfy, but also be comfy.
Are you saying that you are not attracted to me in this?
You have spaghetti stains all over your chest area of your sweatshirt.
I just thought that you were attracted to my personality.
You look like an Italian mob boss who's like at a spaghetti restaurant, you know, eating like lobster, which is all over his like bib.
Okay, fine. Once in a while, wear some lingerie.
Or from a guy's perspective, maybe like wear a hoodie with like some cute panties or something. And then you're comfy.
Okay.
But then also sexy and chic.
I do that.
When?
Just not right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at, yeah.
When I go to bed, I do that.
Right.
Whatever. Can you just just sit and enjoy my OOTDs? Okay, my list.
My no OTD.
It's no OTD life right now.
Hashtag no OTD.
Third thing on my list, living your most basic quarantine life. I don't care how many times you've seen Real Housewives of New York City. Start it over. Start it over from season one. I miss Simon and Alex. I want someone to check on them now. I need an update on their lives. Like, I need info. Restarting Real Housewives of New York has been so truly satisfying and magical. And sharing that experience with Katie, who had never seen Roni before, just watching her watch it, just brought so much joy and pleasure. No reality show will ever be as good as Roni. And it's just, you're welcome.
I feel like what you just described would be like if I had a child and I just introduced them to Star Wars, I'd be so happy. But I feel you. I love Roni. It never gets old. Just Sonia. And then Sonia. And like, you know, this, I mean, she's been rewatching it, and I've been like rewatching it again with her, like not like back to back like how I originally did. But just like seeing like Sonia's transition and Dorinda's and Bethany's just like going back and forth. It's such a good show, man.
It truly.
If there's guys out, ladies, tell your dudes just to like. Bo says Roni's a good thing to watch.
It truly, truly is magic. My fourth tip. This one's obvious. Take up drinking if you haven't already. I mean,
but then also,
could you imagine doing this sober every day?
We'd probably come out with abs.
I know.
Like I'm already looking at like how much I've drank. Just well, yesterday was my birthday, so I guess. But I already feel like I have a pot belly, but I'm so thankful that I had like, I think I had four weights left in like my garage at my apartment, like dumbbells. And I had two elastic bands and a yoga mat. And I'm like, oh my God, the garage is now like the Bo gym.
I haven't Jimbo. Seen you set that up or do that once.
Well, I haven't set it up, but it's there. I've seen them. I just don't know which box where I put them back in because I was like, I'm not going to exercise. And then all of a sudden everything happened.
Okay. Are you gonna start exercising at home?
Yeah.
I feel like we have so many stairs that I'm gonna grow an ass within the year.
Yeah.
There's so many stairs in our house.
And yeah, I almost slipped today too, and it was like the scariest moment. So note to self, don't walk down freshly painted or whatever you call it, stained stairs when you have socks on. Slippery. Good note.
What's gonna happen when we can't go get more wine?
Then we're just, I don't know. I mean I know how to make
what
hand
are
sober I know how to make hand
people
sanitizer,
doing right now.
But I don't know how to make wine. I have no idea how to like make
bathtub gin.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I am like, you know,
you could
I am sponsored by Smirnoff. So maybe they'll send me something if they're allowed to.
Oh my gosh.
So if like we can't get deliveries, maybe because they're a huge ass, you know,
SOS company, Smirnoff.
Smirnoff. Please send
SOS.
I mean, like, that's, I don't know. It's like the thing, literally the thing that just is running through my mind is about deliveries. So if you are going to be drinking, it's like, but if not, I guess we'll find something else to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know what, but it's like, we will like do something. I don't know. That'll be for like the podcast number five from now.
I know.
That'll be like that'll be probably like the third, like in 3 weeks, we'll let you know what we're doing. If we're not allowed to get alcohol.
Yeah. Okay.
But wait, the markets are still open. So you're going to get.
That's true.
Yeah.
So will. Okay, yeah.
Again, we just have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anything. Okay. My fifth tip. This is a good one that I feel like you probably wouldn't think of. Take this opportunity to rearrange your sock drawer. I want you to think about it. When does anyone ever sit and make the decision or like have the time to just like rearrange their sock drawer? It's like, we're forced to be at home and find things to do. Rearrange the fucking sock
drawer.
And not
only that, iron your socks and then fold them perfectly in like nice squares.
You know, we always just like throw socks into a drawer.
Oh, 100%. You roll them up, toss them in.
You toss them in. But like now's your opportunity to rearrange it and make that shit.
And for the guys, rearrange your boxer drawer.
Yeah.
I might just go tomorrow. I might just iron my boxers. I got nothing else to do.
I'll Instagram you.
What did you do yesterday? Why?
I ironed my boxers
and my socks.
Simple times.
Actually, that will be fun. Let's do that.
Simple times. Okay. My sixth basic bitch, next level basic quarantine tip. Stalk people virtually. Now hear me out. Okay. Is there anything more satisfying than like going down the rabbit hole of like mildly stalking someone, whether it's like someone you went to grammar school with or like college or like a celebrity that like you just like love to hate or just a random person, just like stalking them? Like sometimes I'll like pick a girl who I went to like high school with, like literally whatever random name pops in my head, and I'll go on Facebook and I'll just type in their name, deep dive, see what they're fucking up to, then click on somebody else who I went to high school with through them that they're friends with, and all of a sudden.
How do you find their names? Because their names change when they get married. Like, I don't know any. I lost my senior yearbooks.
It's still easy.
So I don't remember. Like, if
you're not
friends
with anyone on Facebook?
I'm friends with like maybe like seven people from high school.
Well, that sucks. I mean, I don't know what to tell you then, bro. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. It's like people, like when I would go back home and I would like meet people in like the different cities that I lived in, and they're like, oh yeah, we went to school together. I was like, oh yes. And I'm like, okay, awesome. And then I'm like, okay, God, what do they look like? But if I saw their face of the senior year, then I would know. So it's like, but girls, they get their last name changed. So on their Facebook, it wouldn't be like, you know, Kelly Kapowski Johnson. It would be Kelly Johnson.
Okay.
So that's why I yeah.
Listen, if you think of a random name, I'll help you. I'll help you find. Okay. You can narrow it down. You like go into groups where like, you know, the schools that they went to. So it's like, you can easily find anyone. It's really, and it doesn't need to be someone that you even know. What's an actor who you love?
Bruce Willis.
You could go and deep dive and just stalk Bruce Willis interviews, YouTube videos, like things he's done. You could find out so much Bruce Willis shit that like, it would end up being, it's fun and basic of you.
Maybe, you know, speaking of Bruce Willis, no one ever probably saw that old TV show called Moonlighting with Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis. It's
no, an old 80s thing. It's like no one.
And no one streams it. I don't know why they don't stream it. If anyone knows that show, you should shout out to Stassi and then also every network to go, please stream that. Okay.
We all love our pups. And don't you want to be able to find out more about your dogs? Like their breed, ancestry, health, traits. You can even find like your dog's relatives. Okay. Bo and I did this with Refund. Embark is something that detects over 250 breeds and screens for 170 plus genetic health conditions of your dogs, so you know how to take the best care of your dog. So let me just explain. It's kind of like a DNA test. You know how we all take those DNA tests to like find out whatever it is about, you know, whatever. You can do that for your dog, and it's so easy. You just do a little swab, put it in the mail, send it back. They return it to you and you can find out everything about your animal. And even if you're not just like interested and say like, I already know my dog's a Pomeranian or I already know this. If you find out more about your breed of your dog, you're able to train that dog better because different breeds need to be trained in different ways and they react to things in different ways. So it's just really cool. And you can also find out about what your breed of dogs like health things, because some dogs are prone to different illnesses and you want to be on top of that so that your little baby pups can live as long as possible. So Embark is the only dog DNA test that performs research grade DNA testing. And right now, Embark has an exclusive offer you can't get anywhere else. Go to EmbarkVet.com now and use my promo code Stassi to save 15% off your dog DNA test kit. Visit EmbarkVet.com and use promo code Stassi to save. I'm telling you, it's so cool. We even found out that Refund's part Chihuahua, which is like so weird and doesn't make any sense. But it's just so fun to like just learn about your dog. My next one, it's not that great, but it's adopt a domestic hobby. And right now, the only one that I have is watching our plants.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Looking at the plants.
Oh, I thought you said watering the plants. I
was like, no, watching as in looking at them. That's my hobby right now.
Well, I taught you how to play Uno, and I'm going to teach you how to play dominoes.
Yeah, but it's just you and me.
Yeah.
We can't play Uno. Oh,
yeah, you can play Uno with two people.
No, you can't.
Can't you? Oh, you know what I was doing? I was talking to Kyle and Zach. These are two of my friends, and we're trying to figure out how can we play games like via FaceTime.
A lot of people are doing this.
I tweeted that, and I haven't looked at my Twitter yet. But there's a lot of like really. I think I looked at a couple, and there's like a lot of really good fun ideas. Like the thing where you write, like you get a piece of paper and you write like a person, place, or thing, and you put it on your head, and then you have to try to. Everyone's like trying to give you the option.
And
to play.
I forget what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
That's a hobby, kind of games hobby.
Great, yeah. I mean, totally.
I heard there was some girl from SNL that just sat there and on Instagram Live and just knitted.
Seriously?
Yes. I don't know who she was, but she was just put on her. It was like Schwartz, how he did the other day, like last week, where he just like Instagrammed
lived for I think literally almost 3 hours. Yeah. Katie and I had watched like 3 Real Housewives of New York episodes in the whole time that he was Instagram living, and I'm like, this is still happening right now.
I went back in and out, but I was still trying to find like I was shopping for something for the house. But what's like, what's a good hobby that you can like do alone?
This is the thing, knitting, you would have to have the materials already.
Yeah, well, you know, I think like, you could still, well, again, if we get deliveries, I was actually going to go, or learn how to play an instrument. I was actually, remember I've been saying since last time we went to Italy, I was like, I want to learn how to play the accordion.
You might want to order one
Learn
now.
A language.
Oh.
This is the best. We can both learn Italian. Well, you can. You can like learn the beginners. I have so many Italian books.
You know
can,
Italian.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but I can get better at it.
Okay, cool.
There's so many options.
Okay, now you're not going to like my next tip.
Uh-oh.
So, whatever, but other people might. Break out the Ouija board. Yeah, and no. If you don't have one there, you can DIY. If you don't know how to make your own, you can look on YouTube. I'm sure there's like 13,000 videos on how to make your own Ouija board. I mean, what better time to find out if your home is haunted?
If Satan is like, yeah. Hey, Satan, when is the coronavirus done?
No,
it's
not,
never going to be
not,
done.
No, that's not, I mean, how Ouija boards work. That's
oh,
not.
Well, you know what? That's how I feel about it. All right, next.
That's
next.
Not how it works. Nine. This is not one that I'm trying to do, but every fucking basic bitch on Instagram is doing it right now. Everyone is learning to cook. Everyone.
You know what?
That's not my journey.
It's mine. I haven't done a Chef Boyardee in a while because
you
should
have done.
Busy.
What do you mean we've been so busy?
We've been on tour.
I thought you meant in the last few days.
No.
You should be in there.
I have all this food that I. No, I am.
You should be cooking me something right now.
We just moved in 3 days ago. And then I had my birthday, and then we had painters here. Like, today is the first day over
that we've
like,
been
and
alone.
I'm freaking massively hungover. This is what a 40-year-old birthday hungover feels like. And if my energy seems low,
I know
it's because I'm literally laying on this couch, and I have like my feet were in this like foot massager thing that she bought me. But I'm hungover. But yeah, cooking. I'm just gonna do like all of a sudden it's gonna be like a new cooking thing every day. But at least I've already established my cooking Instagram.
I mean, I have you checked Instagram? Every single person is like, I'm a fucking chef now. And it's like, fuck off.
Oh, really?
Just because you are quarantined does not make you.
Well, I'm not a chef.
No, I don't actually mean
a
real chef, Bo. It's just everyone is becoming a master of cooking.
I'm so glad I didn't buy that food truck that I was thinking about. My like avocado toast food truck. Yeah.
What are you even talking about right now? When did you ever say that you were going to buy a food truck?
I said I wanted to buy a food truck.
I've never heard you say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I said I would totally buy a food truck. Remember when there was those small little food trucks, and
right?
I would just do breakfast and like brunch and just have like fun little like egg dishes.
I think maybe you thought
toast.
This in your brain and maybe made a joke somewhere,
no,
but I've never heard
I
you
have,
say
have said,
that you
I've said this.
You want to buy
One
a food
second.
Truck.
It was actually on hold on. Here. You were, yes. One second. Let me put up my Instagram and then show Miss Nastasia Schroeder something from Us Weekly.
Bo Clark would totally open a food truck, but not a brick and mortar restaurant.
So how have you not known? I've told you this.
I don't know.
It's on. It's
maybe it's all the Xanax I take to go to sleep that I just forgot.
So you really
knew you
don't
were,
listen to me
because I knew you
How
were
we
never going to
talk
actually
by ourselves?
Buy a food truck.
Yeah, but I've talked about it, like it would like in a fun way. Like, yeah, I would totally do that.
Have you seen the movie Chef? You know, it's like one of my favorites. I watch it on every plane.
My favorite
John Favreau,
actor, director John Favreau.
Everyone needs to just stop what they're doing and go watch Chef if they haven't seen it yet. That's a great quarantine movie that you can watch on repeat.
Didn't he start a show from that too? I think there was like a like.
Let's look it up after
yeah,
this
a series.
I would love to
I'm
watch
pretty
it.
Pretty sure I'm like 85% sure that there's a series.
I'm interested. Okay, my final piece of advice.
That's a bad drum roll.
To back. Have your coronavirus quarantine experience be the most next level basic. Become a YouTube star. This is your chance. You have tons of time. You don't have to go to work. All you can do is sit and record yourself doing whatever you want. So if your dreams were to become an Instagram influencer, now's the time. Content, 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 motherfuckers, for days. Everyone's doing it. Everyone's doing coming up with new Instagram live shows. Everyone's putting themselves out there. They're interviewing each other. They're doing Instagram lives with other people. They're like, it's like everyone is like content AF.
Wow. I remember a while ago, there, I joked on your podcast of like when you bought me that Nintendo and I played Zelda like 100 bazillion hours a day. And then someone reached out and said, you know, there's like a website that you can just record yourself.
Yeah, you can get
and
paid.
You can get paid to people for watching you play video games. I haven't played a video game in a ridiculously long time. And now's the time to do it. And I might just, I mean, I need to make money. Casting's all commercial, all films are done for right now. We're doing, there's no casting. So it's like.
No, I just bought a house knowing that we were going to go on tour. And now we're not going on tour anymore. It's like. No, yeah. Okay.
I'm glad I had like savings, all but right. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Thank God for that. No more Louboutins
so
for
anyone,
me.
If anyone wants
right
to
now.
Watch my YouTube channel of me playing video games, it's a subscription for 99 cents.
Seriously.
A month.
I mean, now is the
get followers.
Now is the time. That thing that you were thinking about doing.
Yeah.
Now is the time. You have all the time in the world to be at home and work on that thing that you wanted to get done. So no more excuses.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. It's true.
Let this time be a moment of inspiration for people. The way that I feel right now, as in like day six or day seven or whatever of us of this situation, is it feels like a worldwide soul cleanse. You know what I mean? Like we all needed to fucking take a beat.
Yeah, it just
and
sucks.
I don't know that it's awful. It's awful. I'm not trying to sound insensitive. It's just
the
we're
fact
gonna
that
all be forever. Yeah. Everyone is going to be completely different after this. The way we handle things and the way we view things, there's going to be a major shift. I just feel it. It's just life is going to be different, I feel like.
Yeah, life is different already, but it's going to be, again, we just don't know, you know. So you got to take, when there's a bad situation, you got to make some type, when there's darkness, you got to, you know, show your light and do something. So whether it's being home and being positive and making silly videos or reading books about languages or doing something, it's like you as a person have to do, you know, just make yourself a light in this dark time for yourself, you know?
Let's get back to scrapbooking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I miss those days.
Do you have magazines?
Not anymore.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I mean, so I was thinking like photos. No, I have a whole box of photos from childhood to now.
I've showed you photos of my childhood and you're like, of high school, and you're like, that's not you. And I'm like, yes, that's me. So I'm not going to put any old photos of me in a scrapbook.
What?
Like if we were making a scrapbook, if I made a scrapbook.
No, you make your own.
Oh, I was like.
Not together.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize
that. No, it's like you make your own of your life with all of the photos that you have of your life. And I make my own.
Oh.
Two separate ones, bro. Do you have any tips for people at home quarantined right now?
I just think like you gotta make your mind very positive. And
but that is
well. I mean,
you got to
be
specific. I recognize you're hungover and 40 now, so it's like
I don't know. I mean, everyone's different. It's like we don't know anything. I'm like everything about what I feel about what's going on in the world with this thing. I have literally no idea. I have fears that I can't be fearful about because nothing's going on. So I have all these thoughts of like could've, should've, would've. But I have no idea. But I just know that if people are sad or depressed, or if they're alone, like you, it's like, and they can't go out. I mean, I don't know. It's just like you got to do something to make yourself feel better. And I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Masturbation.
Yeah, I bet. You know what, man? It's like
what a great time to be in the porn industry.
I mean, Pornhub or whatever those things are called, or they're just gonna go off. I feel like I don't know if this is a joke, but I heard that like the porn sites in Italy and Japan were giving out like free videos because of
they
the
are
quarantine.
Free.
I guess, but I don't.
Who
know.
Pays for porn? People pay for porn.
Maybe for longer videos.
Interesting. Didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea. I was just trying to do like a positive spin on it, but I don't really have words to say because I'm still just not knowing what the fuck's going on. So I have no son of a therapist advice.
Okay. All right. Well, I liked my tips.
Yeah, your tips were good.
They were great.
Well, just you wrote them down.
Self-tan your face.
You put me on like an improv thing where I'm just like...
Do DIY Ouija boards. Rewatch Roni.
But also, if you're going to do... I feel like this came up to me. If you're going to do it yourself, self-tanner face, make sure it's the stuff that doesn't stain your pillows, because that's just... That sucks. Yeah, that's a guy's point of view.
Okay.
Someone, random people called Sassy stained my white pillows with her self-tanner. No, I'm kidding.
And that's it for you guys today. We'll be checking in next week.
She gave me a dirty
well, I don't care when I stain your sheets. Well, now there are sheets.
Right.
So there's that. God bless, you know? I mean, can everyone just like keep staying on social media so I can stay in touch with everyone?
Well, oh yeah, you have your Facebook group. So why don't you have so much time? So why don't you be like, you know, reading?
I have been reading everything. I read things every day. I check in there every day.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So let me know your experiences. I mean, this is all fucking crazy. That's what this is. It is just so wild that.
Yep. Be safe. Be smart.
And wash your fucking hands.
And also put lotion on them, because my hands are so dry and cracked that literally between my thumb and my finger, it's bloody.
Yeah, I know.
So, because I didn't know that. I just Googled that, so, because I'm a guy. So, yeah, wash your hands and stay away from each other 6 feet, and then make sure you moisturize, man.
All right. So, with that, we're going to leave you. I think I want to go look up what this Jon Favreau show is. Maybe we could play a racing Mario Kart video game. Ooh. Maybe you could cook something for me right now. Lots of things to do. We could go make a Corona baby.
That sounds a lot more fun.
We have lots of options.
Yeah.
Lots of options. Okay, stay safe, motherfuckers.
Bye.